Yeah, and again, from our view, it was tough to tell if it went off a stick or not, but it certainly did.
Oh, it did big time. Yeah, we came over to, like I said, the puck came up the wall, and we have a player and their player there, and then one of our other centers comes over to support, but he goes on the wrong. He's thinking it's going to get chipped by, and then he doesn't. It doesn't get out. It gets chipped down into our corner, defensive corner, and that guy just threw it in the high slot, and Babinski didn't handle it. He just shot it right away, and our other winger came over, and we're in desperation mode, and just laid his stick down, and it catches his stick. It, you know, it just hits his blade and redirects, you know, really changed the angle of the puck, and went in the net. When you look at it, you're going, gee, why is Jamie going where he is? Because there's so much net when you see it on TV or the replay. And what happened, the puck is going maybe even wide, and it just catches our player kits out there, lays the stick down, catches his blade, and redirects it right in the middle of the net.
Andrew Durantes and Sean O'Rourke get the assist on Babinski's ninth of the season. Jamie Phillips made another big stop, though, to keep the Huskies within one.
Huskies need a goal to tie. Minute 26 remaining. Down low, cycled there for Lesperance. Lost it. Moved up. And Warmer can't clear. Pass over for Barkov. He'll bring it in. Can't get the shot off. And a breakaway back the other way. Bringing it up Mayhew on the breakaway. He's in. Shoot. Saved by Phillips again.
Well, I don't know if Mayhew is going to have nightmares about Jamie Phillips after this season, but he's stopped him on a couple of breakaways this year, and that was another one right there.
Yeah, and you know, we had something going in the offensive zone there too, and you can hear when you watch it back, Mark Ox got it. You're maybe he should shot it right away, but he doesn't. And he makes a move. He gets one guy, and he's walking in the slot area, and they just sort of, I mean, they're diving now. I mean, like I said, full desperation mode, and one of their guys just knocks it off his stick, and we're 4-on-4 at the time, so they get a breakaway because at that point we're pressing, we're playing on the offensive side of the puck, trying to get the equalizer. We gave up that opportunity. I think one of the keys is, too, with Ferris, is they have four senior defensemen and a junior defenseman. They dress seven defensemen in the game. And those guys, I mean, really played like seniors last night. And you could tell that, you know, they're basically a junior-senior-laden team. They're an older team, a very veteran team. And they've been in these battles. They've been in the Final Five the last 2 years. So, you know, they're an experienced team. And they played pretty well. Last time was in Grand Rapids. And I thought, you know, the defenseman did a real good job at just blocking shots and, again, eliminating us, you know, what we call they swarm you on defense. It's called the system swarm, and they did a good job, and we just didn't handle it, you know, very well.
Down towards the end of the game, I know we're trying to get Jamie Phillips out of the net, and it just seemed like the puck – the placement of the puck on the ice was always at a bad time to either get Jamie off or to get somebody new, fresh legs out there. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Alex Batan ended up out there for well over a minute at the end of the game just simply because he had to.
Well, he did. He wanted to stay out there. Well, you want your best scorer out there. So, and there's what happened is we talked about pulling Jamie earlier. There might have been a faceoff maybe with 2 minutes or minute 45 left in their zone and two guys in the box. So it's a 4-on-4 situation on the ice, and we really talked about all, you know, with coaches, should we get Jamie out now, you know, and there's a little more room on the ice to operate with. But we'd been so poor on the power play that we just said, well, you know, let's just wait. Let's just wait, and then maybe we'll try and do it a 6-on-5 with the extra guy and not as much ice. So luckily we did that because, you know, he had the breakaway, you know. But anyway, you're always wondering, should you do it sooner, should you do it later? But we just could not get that puck. I mean, they held it against the boards for I don't know how long there in the last minute. But you're right. It just didn't seem like it was anywhere we really wanted the faceoff. And we never really got a good shot the last minute of the game.
Final shots, 33 for Ferris State, 30 for Michigan Tech. Jamie Phillips had an outstanding game, 32 stops, and some of them were mammoth. And Darren Smith was outstanding again, too. He's just playing his best hockey of the season, 30 saves on 30 Husky shots. Both teams 0 for on the power play. We were 0 for 3, just 2 power play shots on goal. They did get 8 power play shots on goal with 5 chances, and a lot of that was a 5-on-3.
Well, yeah, that's where they get all the chances, on the 5-on-3. Other than that, we did an excellent job killing penalties, and like I said, you know, it's one of those games. It's just a bounce or a break, one way or the other. They got the break, you know, off the blade of a stick on a shot that's going wide, you know, and we had one where Cliff Watson throws it to the net, and it goes off one of their sticks, hits their guy right in the sort of the crown of the head, and instead of just going over and dropping in the net, it goes over and lands on top of the net. How many times you see that? I mean, it's just it's a game of inches, and hockey can be a cruel game. And you know, some nights you get the breaks, and I've been in this a lot. I've been in this situation a lot as a coach, and you have to be good. You have to be good, but you have to be lucky. And I just didn't think we got a whole lot of luck in that game last night. And like I said, it works. It just works itself out that way sometimes. And, you know, when you play it back, well, could we have done something different? Shoulda, coulda, whatever. But we had a good game plan going in. Sometimes, you know, you just have to execute it. And it was going to be a gritty game. You know, we just knew that going in, and we prepared for that. So I don't think they threw anything special at us that we weren't aware about, whether it's penalty killing. We changed our power play up because we knew what they're going to do. We worked on our in-zone play a lot this week because we've seen it before and know what they're going to do. It's just one of those games where, you know, we just need to get a goal. I thought if we got a goal, then the game opens up a little bit because they have to. But they were able to stick to their game, their game plan. And unfortunately, we just couldn't get one by them.
As you look at the three other teams in the Final Five, Coach, I know hindsight's 20/20. Sure. Do you feel we would have had a better chance against either Minnesota State or Bowling Green?
Well, hard to say. I think they play a little different style, different style game, more of a, you know, up and down. Bowling Green can tend to play pretty hard defensively too, so with a good goalie, and they both have good goalies. So I don't know. I really don't know. It's just, they're all good teams. At that point, you know, I told people going in, any one of the four teams could have won that, and I truly believe that. And I think any one of these four teams could go in the NCAA tournament and do well. I really do. It's just this is a good league, and there's some good teams, and that Final Four, there's some really good teams. And Ferris was the one just found a way to squeak out a couple one-goal wins.
All right, well, very good. The final, 1-0 FSU over Michigan Tech. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. We'll start on your questions right away when we come back here on Mix 93.
The Southern Pride Smoker is on, and barbecue is back at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. The barbecue menu includes smoked fall-off-the-bone racks of ribs, beef brisket, pork shoulder, and chicken. Try the chicken fried shrimp or the Southern Fried Catfish. Sandwiches include a smoked pork Cuban, the muffalata, and the smoked chicken Philly. Salads, pastas, mac and cheese, baked beans, and collard greens, all on the menu. It's real barbecue. Taste something smoked now at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, downtown Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and the Memorial Union on the Michigan Tech Campus, and University Images, located in the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs. Plus, you can ship your packages right from either store for out-of-town family and friends. Stop at the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images, where the public is always welcome, or shop online at bookstore.mtu.edu for all your Michigan Tech Huskies apparel and souvenirs.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a wealth advisor, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you pursue your financial goals. Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts is located on West M26, just south of Houghton, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Bucko's Party Store in Calumet has gone over the edge with March Madness deals. All six packs of bottled beer are on sale. All 2 liters, $2 for $3. Pepsi 12 packs of cans, $2 for $9. And nice ice prices, 4 bags for $5. Stay warm as winter winds down with Keweenaw Alpaca gear at Bucko's Clothing Department. Energy drinks on special store-wide, along with Bucko's $2.99 barrel of wine. Sales do not include taxes or deposit.
Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ, and let's get to some of your questions here. First one, Coach, is just a statement. And it said, I would like to thank Coach Pearson, his staff, and the players for returning Michigan Tech to the national stage. The seniors have been an integral part of that success. Although fans wish the season could have continued further into the playoffs, the team is on the right track. The habit of winning is not easily acquired, but with hard work and dedication, it will be achieved. Thank you, Coach Pearson. Thank you, seniors. Can't wait for next year. Go Huskies.
Well, thanks for the comment. I really appreciate it. And outpouring of support has been fabulous. You know, emails from all over the country, not only all over the country, some heard from people in other countries also, and just from all ages, you know, from young people to some guys who graduated in the late 50s, early 60s. So